The next poem is entitled The Garden of Eden. And some people have told me it's obscure, so I will give you a little background of it. Some years ago, there was a flood in the Trinity River in Fort Worth, Texas, and a python escaped from the zoo. And he became the subject of many, many news stories and was dubbed Pete the Python, as only the press can do things like that. People on stoic water wheels paddle down the Trinity River, where a long python once threw panic into the marzipan hearts of zoo marsupials. He was celebrated, sung all the month that he lasted. An Orinoco of days, he bent around trees while he fired salvos of shots down the river to faze him. Hero to the tabloids, a dapper Apollo, he had the park to himself. He slept in rosy trash barrels by day and dreamed of samurai sashes of lady snakes draped on a tree, then of plump kinkajous tangentially. Below Fort Worth, the cottonmouths, the green-graved garter snakes, the kings, sense the one whose art transmogrified on supple stone went beyond all glossolalia, whose simple pain writhed in the sunlight, tarred as a dragon in a St. George town. The python's gone, whose name was famous in the Trinity, who coiled like a secret in the twisty succulents, safer than anyone.